Well, I mean, you're going to do more about it, but understand, this has never happened before.
On the tie thing?
There has never been a tie before.
Yeah, because, I mean, this was a tie to the decimal the, 1, 2, 3 places. So, I mean, this was an exact tie.
Well, the thing is, they got a camera that shoots like 30,000 frames a second, and they still couldn't figure it out. And the problem is that you can only take three, and this is a tie for third. So, anyway, so we'll talk about that in a while, but that is, it's a...
Yeah.
Kind of fun and different. All right, so you know, we got a presidential election coming up. I don't know if y'all have heard about
really?
It.
Really,
I did.
Read about it.
Yep,
it was on our station.
News to me.
Could have been. So and they are saying we were hearing the Obama campaign may raise $1 billion, and we had a story last week that in fact maybe the Romney campaign is going to end up. Raising more than the Obama campaign is. And I don't know that that's ever happened, that the incumbent doesn't raise as much money as the challenger. He had some big wingding over the weekend, I think in Utah, the Romney did, and twice as many people as they expected showed up. So, the big bundlers.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the Obama administration trying to be fast, or re-election campaign, excuse me, because they're two different things, of course.
Yeah.
He only runs for president occasionally. There's a new way for them to try to get cash. And quite a few blogs picked up on this new pitch, which at first does seem to be something you'd read in The Onion, which is a satirical publication if you're not familiar with it. Sadly, it's not. It's the truth. The Obama folks are asking you to forego a wedding anniversary or birthday gift from friends and or family and just... give that donation to the campaign. The Obama Event Registry asks folks to, quote, let your friends know how important this election is to you. Register with Obama 2012 and ask for a donation in lieu of a gift. It's a great way to support the president on your big day. Plus, it's a gift we can all appreciate. It goes a lot further than a gravy bowl, end quote. That is their pitch.
Absolutely. I think that'd be...
It's my birthday. No! Don't get me anything. Give money to the Obama administration. Yes. Oh, it's my wedding day. I don't need anything, but the president needs your financial support. So instead of giving me that towel warmer, send that $71.80 to Obama 2012. I mean, doesn't that sound like a bet? Doesn't that sound like a dare? Let's put that out and see if anybody falls for it.
All right. Anyway. I'd say it takes nerve.
That's it does.
The word I was looking for.
All right, it's time for I Ain't Never Won Nothing, 695-1620, 695-1620. If you're calling right now, the phones are on hold, you see, because I put them on hold.
Ah, release the hounds.
That's it. We will. We'll release them in just a minute. So, you know, if you've not won nothing, 695-1620. 695-1620. The Obama Event Registry. Wow. Could we possibly send them maybe some prizes that we have?
The happy couple is registered at Target.
Yeah.
Dillard's.
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Any
and at Obama 2012.
Yeah, I think it'd be a dangerous thing. Who's this?
This is Wendell. I'm not calling for I'm calling to make a comment about the Obama fundraising thing.
Oh, please do.
You know, people give their wedding gifts to him and such. You know what his wedding present is going to be to them?
Tell me.
The return of the marriage penalty in full force in January of next year.
that's an excellent point.
The irony.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think about it from that standpoint. Give me a wedding gift and I'll raise your taxes. How's that?
That's right.
All right. So thank you, Wendell. I appreciate that. But all right. So anyhow, hi there. Who's this?
My name is Joey. Good morning. How y'all?
We're doing fine. Joey, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Joey, what's your last name?
Felix.
Joey, have you ever won anything from us before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have.
Haven't won anything in a long time.
Has it been a long time, has it? You driving to work, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, I got two tickets to Schlitterbahn.
And he's not using them?
Yeah, and so, you know, and they're good for either of the three parks. So would you like to have a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn?
I sure would.
Okay, now which park would you like to choose?
New Bee, man. We love New Braunfels.
New Braunfels,
yeah,
okay.
Great place.
So, Joey, Joey, we've got those here for you to pick up. But, you know, before you take the tickets, Joey.
Do you want what's in the box?
No.
Take the box!
The box! No, I'm just saying, you know, we've got a presidential campaign coming up, and, you know, maybe donating those tickets to one of the candidates for them to cash in and use for money toward their campaign would make us all go farther down the road. So you can come and get the tickets if you want, but just remember if you
love America.
Yeah, if you love America, you could donate them back to the campaign of your choice.
No. Mitt Romney, I think his hair kind of keeps him from swimming, and Obama,
yeah.
I don't think he does swim.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Was it Freilich?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With the half, okay.
Yeah, better stop before we get in trouble. Yeah. But that's. I just want to give anybody an option, you know, that if they win something from us, they could always donate it back.
Yeah.
Just, again. Because you love the country more than...
Matt Romney hair would look good, you know, all slicked back, I think, getting out of the pool.
I want to see
Don't you think he'd sort of shake it, you know?
I guess. Yeah. I want to see it messed up. Can we just see it messed up?
Like a Jimmy Johnson type.
I was going to say, if he wins, we should call Emmitt Smith to mess up his hair, kind of like he did with Jimmy Johnson.
Would it damage him forever to just wake up with bedhead one day? I mean, come on. All right, so we always talk about people who win the lottery and they go off and do all those things they always wanted to do. Here's kind of the thing in reverse. A New Zealand couple, $80,000 in debt after the husband was wrongfully diagnosed with terminal cancer, and they spent heavily achieving their rapidly compiled bucket list. 69-year-old Frank and his wife Wilma say they had nothing to lose after Frank was told back in 2010 that he only had a few months to live. So the medical advice turned out to be wrong. Now, obviously, Frank's happy to be alive, but their quality of life has now eroded quite a bit because of their spending spree. Frank gave away $30,000 worth of tools, fishing gear, a quad bike, clothes, household items. The couple sold their home at a loss of $70,000, canceled their health insurance. Frank began smoking and drinking coffee.
That's awesome.
The couple went to Fiji for 10 days. They blew $30,000 on food, a five-star resort, fishing activities, expecting his life insurance would cover the cost. On the way home, they stopped off in Australia to visit their daughter and two grandchildren.
Who says insurance isn't gambling?
Well, he could sue for malpractice.
Well, I guess.
You told me I was going to die.
Yeah, turns out he and his doctors were wrong. Now he and Wilma are $80,000 in debt. But they got great photos, right? Golly. I mean, I hate that self-induced misery thing. But also they're thinking, the life insurance will pay for it. So, yeah, they were kind of playing in on that little deal, weren't they? There you go. Self-induced bucket list.